In Politics Welsh Parliament, by Martin Shipton. A report published by the Older People's Commissioner for Wales revealed policy and legislation was largely inadequate in responding to the needs of people growing older without children in Wales. The report highlights that growing older without children can bring many benefits, including strong social lives and connections with friends, neighbours and community organisations, opportunities to build rich, diverse support networks and engage in community activities and volunteering, and financial stability. However, people without children can also feel invisible, marginalized, and ignored during discussions about aging within a family-oriented society. The report also found that many policies and services assume the presence of some form of family support, which can create barriers in terms of accessing services and support such as health and social care, transport, social activities, education, and cultural activities. In addition, people growing older without children may also find themselves at greater risk of issues that can affect their ability to age well. The report sets out why action is needed to address these issues, given that the number of older people without children is expected to increase significantly in the years ahead. This action includes more targeted interventions, improvements to social support and innovative approaches to delivering care, building upon good practice that is already being piloted and delivered. The Commissioner will be holding an event later this year that will bring together key policymakers and decision-makers in Wales to hear from older people about their experiences of growing older without children. It will also examine the evidence within the report in more detail and explore practical ways to tackle the issues identified. Older People's Commissioner for Wales Rhian Bowen Davies said, "It is crucial that Wales responds effectively to the demographic changes we are seeing to and support we may need as we grow older and have opportunities to live and age, well, regardless of our circumstances. That's why I commissioned this research, which examines people's experiences of growing older without children and the kinds of action required to ensure that their needs are better reflected across policy, planning, and public service delivery. Publishing this report is an important step forward in ensuring that the issues often faced by older people without children are recognized and addressed, and I will be sharing the findings with the Welsh Government, public bodies, service providers, and other key organizations." She continued, "I will also use this important evidence to support my work to influence policy and service design across Wales. To create services and communities that are inclusive and fit for the future, Wales must move beyond policy and practice based on outdated assumptions, recognizing the needs of all older people, including those without children, something I will support and enable through my work." Meanwhile, protests have been taking place in Wales against public sector pension funds that continue to invest in companies linked to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. In June, activists from West Wales lobbied Dyfed Pension Fund to divest £235 million from companies said to be complicit in the Israel Defense Forces attacks on Gaza and the occupation of the West Bank. The activists said they had been deeply disappointed by a letter received from the fund's trustees stating that, while it was acknowledged that all companies have a responsibility to respect human rights and uphold international standards, they preferred to take independent advice from experts. The trustees had pointed out that the fund's responsible investment policy states, "Engaging with investee companies is important and is likely to be more effective than divestment in improving desired outcomes." Additionally, such divestment would contradict the fund's belief that engagement is more effective than divestment in improving desired outcomes. If the fund were to divest from these holdings and sell them to individual investors, they would have no leverage to influence the actions of the companies. A spokesperson for the protesters said, "We haven't won yet, but with growing public support and continued pressure, we believe divestment is within reach." The chair of the Dyfed Pension Fund Board also chairs the Wales-wide public sector pension funds. "If we can convince Dyfed to divest, it could set a precedent for the entire nation, marking a powerful stand by the people of Wales in solidarity with the people of Palestine."